Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the earnings call of Nemetschek AG. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press the star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Ms. Zimmermann, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you very much, operator, and hello everybody, and welcome to our conference call regarding the first quarter of the fiscal year 2014. As always, we have prepared a presentation to highlight the most important figures of the last quarter. At the moment, we are currently having 20 participants in this call, so many thanks for your interest in Nemetschek. Now let's start with the presentation. I'd like to hand over to Mr. Patrick Heider, who will lead you through the presentation, and after the presentation, we will be happy to get your questions. Let's start.
Thank you very much, Stefanie. Welcome also from my side to the presentation of the Q1 results of the Nemetschek Group. I would like to present you the following agenda. First, an executive summary, then the financial data, followed by the outlook of 2014. We had a positive start into 2014. Revenues in Q1 increased by 16.7% to 51 million euro. Thereby, both main parts of the revenues developed very well. Software licenses picked up again by 18.7% to 24.3 million euro. Software services revenue continued on its growth path with an increase of 14.3% to 23.8 million euro. International markets showed a strong growth of 18.5%. Also, Germany developed well with an increase of 14%. Our growth drivers in Q1 came out of the design segment with an increase of 20.6%, the management segment up by 16.1% year-on-year. All in all, revenues developed well-balanced with software licenses and software service business. Considerable growth of international markets, especially Asia, Latin, and North America. The design segment developed successful. On page four, we can see that we improved profitability stronger than revenues. EBITDA increased by 22.3% to 13.2 million euro. That leads us to a margin level of 25.8% EBITDA. Due to that development, net income and EPS increased accordingly. Net income on group shares increased by 37.2% to 7.5 million euro. EPS is at 0.78, without PPA at 0.87. The operating cash flow is up by 46.7% to 20.1 million euro. The net cash increased to 67 million euro. In summary, we continue to report a successful and healthy financial situation to enable further growth. Let's take a look in more detail to the financial data on page six. Compared to the first quarter year before, we increased the turnover by 16.7%. Assuming the normal course of the year, we had a very successful start into 2014. On the next page, we can see the allocation of the revenues is well-balanced into software licenses and software services business. Both developments, as you know, are crucial for our business. We increased software licenses by 18.7% to 24.3 million euro in Q1. That means, in fact, an increase of our customer base and new customer wins. On the other side, we increased software services business by 14.3% to 23.8 million euro. That means recurring revenues as a base for stable growth. Let's turn to the next page. As I already mentioned and announced in the executive summary, the EBITDA increased stronger than revenues. We had an increase by 22.3%, giving us an EBITDA margin of 25.8%. On slide 9, you can see a strong increase of net income by 37.2%, up to 7.5 million euro, and an EPS of 0.78, without PPA, 0.87. Coming to the segment overview on page 10, we see a very strong development in the design segment. Vectorworks and Graphisoft showed a strong development in main region. ALLPLAN is on a good track, especially licensing business picked up. The margin in design segment improved to 24.6%. In the build segment, we have a stable development with planned investments. In the management segment, we continued our growth and have a well-filled customer pipeline, EBITDA as expected. In the multimedia segment, we have a stable development compared to a high prior year reference quarter, influenced by upgrade specials in the first quarter. On the last slide before the outlook, we can see the net cash development. The operating cash flow increased by 46.7% to 20.1 million euro. CapEx were in the range as expected. We increased our net cash position by 38% compared to year-end 2013 to 67 million euro. What about the outlook of the further quarters in 2014? We see a robust development of construction markets despite political unrest. Strong growth are expected for BIM products and solutions. Our clear focus on AECM market, being a leader in open BIM solutions with strong and independent global brands, gives us an excellent strategic marketing position. The Q1 results created a sound base for further growth. So all in all, we are still very confident to meet our guidance 2014, meaning 11 to 14% growth in revenue and 23 to 25% EBITDA margin. So thank you very much for your attention, listening to the presentation of the successful Q1 report. And now we should open the Q&A part. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask your question. If you find your question is answered before it's your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question comes from Mr. Andreas Wolf from Warburg Research. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes. Hello, good morning. It's Andreas Wolf, Warburg Research. I have a couple of questions. The first one is regarding the material expenses. So if I compare Q1 this year to last year, it's approximately the same level, while the revenues are significantly higher. So maybe you could provide some comments on that. Has your reselling structure changed, or what is behind this? That was the first question. Second question, could you provide some more details on the build segment? You mentioned that you're investing there. Are you ramping up staff? So what's behind that? Do I have new products that you are developing, or what's the main reason? And then if I compare the other two segments, multimedia and manage, to the prior year, in terms of EBITDA margins, it looks a bit like they are weaker, whereas EBITDA is lower, while revenue levels are nearly the same. So maybe you could comment a bit on this. Then on work capitalized, it's zero. Is it because BIM Plus is finished now? Aren't there any further projects that you're developing? That was the third question. And then regarding your full year guidance, Q1 is usually a short, small quarter. We saw a really strong EBITDA margin, which is ahead of your full year guidance. Should we expect employment increases in staff numbers, or why do you remain cautious for the remainder of the year? Thank you.
Okay.
so I'm going to start. The own work capitalized, that's maybe the most easiest one to answer. That wasn't Baris. And yes, we are finished, and we do not plan at the moment more. So that was that one. Let me go through the to the build or to the segment overview. Let me first of all go to the build segment. And the guidance we gave, we said revenue growth is in the range of last year, so that was around 7.5%. And to the EBITDA margin, we already mentioned that we cannot keep the margin of 36%. So we need to invest and expect a lower margin on the group level then. And what we had now in the revenue was a flat development, because that one, the build segment, is traditionally a very project-oriented business. So that one is, we keep the guidance. We are still very positive about that one. And we had the introduction of Nevaris in Germany, which was not on time. So that one was more a shift to the next quarters in the revenues perspective. And we had with this Enbau, our Enbau company, they were just migrating to the Ambition 2013. So that took a bit, a little bit longer. So revenues were maybe below expectations in Q1, but we are going to see the further development in the next quarters. So we already mentioned that one, the Nevaris. So we had a lower EBITDA margin of because of that one, because that one is finished. So are you fine with the build segment in that way? Okay. So let's go through the maybe the management first of all. Second, the management segment. The guidance we gave, we said we, the management will continue to grow in the two-digit range, but below last year, because that was a very strong one last year. And we will keep around the margin of last year, so that was around 20%. So revenues, I think in my we are very positive about the revenue development, and we have a lot of, let's say, customers in pipeline in that area. So we see that we will meet the guidance. And EBITDA, as expected, we will be confident to reach the margin around what we set in the guidance. So in the multimedia.
So, but if if the margin, I mean, we had roughly 200 million more, 200,000 more in revenues, but EBITDA is approximately the same. I mean, I don't see any. It didn't improve the EBITDA. So, what's the reason behind this? Is it is it the revenue mix or a different revenue mix, or what's the real reason behind this?
Yeah, but we see there also an investment. That's what we say. First of all, there's the base for the percentage rate is quite low, though.
That means
Having investments into HR costs makes a higher impact on that. And that's all around that one. So HR investments and, in order to enable growth for the future. Okay, so to the multimedia, what we said is the guidance we gave was multimedia will grow at least than previous year, 8.1, that was the previous year. And in the margin area, we said we need to, that was already a very high margin, and we need to invest into that one, so we see a slight decrease in the EBITDA. So the flat development was not, we were not really happy about it, but we still see the positive guidance we gave to reach it. And yeah, we are still on in a positive way to reach the guidance we expect. So that's about the multimedia. So the last question, that was all.
We had the material expenses. They didn't grow compared to last year. Is it a different selling structure?
No, they are not proportional to the revenues. So they are not depending on the revenue development, and that's a normal, I would say, development.
Okay.
So nothing special about the revenue structure.
Okay.
Was the question.
So just probably revenue mix then.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then...
For the guidance, your last question. Yeah, we had a very successful Q1, but we know what we in the margin point of view, we know the investment need to go, and there will be not a shift in the quarter, but either the quarter two and quarter three, where we are going to invest into growth as well, as we said last time. For the guidance, we keep it optimistic. We see the guidance, but we have some project business as well, and projects came in Q1. We see the unrest in the political sphere, which doesn't impact so much, but there is a slight impact. Let's see through Russia as well. Like to stick on the guidance which we gave. We are optimistic to reach it, obviously, and of course, even at the moment.
Okay.
Let's see the Q2, the next quarter, and then we are, if there is any adaptation needed from our side, we are happy to serve it.
Okay. A final question, if I may, and then I leave room for my colleagues. Sorry. Maintenance was 24.7 in Q4 last year. It declined a bit to 23.8, if it's correct. So I would have expected that it's at least at the same level. So was the attrition a bit higher? Is it currency effects? Maybe you could provide some comments. I remember you said that in the last quarter there was some special effects with Vectorworks, but if it's maintenance, I would have expected that the level stays at least at the same.
But in general, there are two issues. So in general, there is always a strong Q4 in our seasonal allocation during the year. But at that one, the bigger major part is, as we have already responded or assumed 4 weeks ago when we announced the Q4 results, or the yearly results with the Q4 results, there was Vectorworks.
Okay, so a certain part of the maintenance is not recurring.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely right.
Absolutely right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Mr. Alexandre Andreas from Montega. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you very much. I've got a few questions, if I may. First, how much of the revenue increase is attributable to DDS, or could you please provide us with the organic growth rate in Q1?
Yes. Of course. For the revenues, the increase without DDS would have been 11%.
Okay, that's the organic growth rate is 11%. Okay. And then maybe a bit more details on the performance of ALLPLAN. You said it's on track, but could you give us more details?
Yeah. Obviously, we're not giving the figures about the brands, but we can say, as we mentioned already, we see a very good indicator in driving the license business, which is a very good indicator of what we had in the last time, and that was the challenge of ALLPLAN, that we had a problem in that indicator. So all in all, from the margin point of view, they really well drive the business as well. So what we said is they need to come out of their margin, out of their financial means in order to enable growth more, because the turnover issue was an issue or is an issue, and there we are very happy.
Okay, so okay. And last one is, were there any positive one-time effects in Q1, since your EBITDA margin is quite significantly higher?
Yeah.
Compared to the previous quarters?
No, in the revenue part and in the EBITDA margin, no one-time effects.
No one-time effects. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Mr. Knut Woller from Baader Bank. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for taking my question, and congratulations on a strong start in the year. Three questions. The first one on the license side, we had seen a pretty weak Q4 in terms of license growth. So was maybe some of the unexpected strong license growth kind of a catch-up effect from Q4, some of the deals that have not materialized in the fourth quarter that have been finally signed in the first quarter? Then, on the margin of the design segment, you reiterated on the question of Andreas that you expect to reach the margin targets for managed build and also multimedia. Given that you maintained your group margin guidance, Is it then fair to assume that you expect the EBITDA margin of the design segment to decline in the remainder of the year from the very high level we have seen in Q1? And lastly, on the cash flow, which was up substantially, is it fair to assume that in the operating cash flow there is round about a contribution of 5 million from DDS due to the maintenance that you could get into your accounts? Thanks.
Okay. The first question was the catch-up. Yeah, you're absolutely right. There are two issues, I would say. Yes, from Q4 last year, there were some customer in the pipeline which were now transferred to Q1. That effect is absolutely right. But as well, obviously, from the management point of view and from the development of new versions and all that stuff, we focus on that figure very well. So the focus and the pressure to the business on that one was well arise as well, and we are happy to have that effect. From the design segment, the margin you spoke about, yes, that's a high proportion, and yes, we are expecting, as we said, concerning the overall EBITDA margin, that we need to invest into the design segment as well. So yes, there will be some investments during the year, and you are absolutely right. We need to be cautious there, and we need to be that's why we keep the guidance in that way. And for the last question,
that was the cash flow, the impact from DDS. Is it fair to assume that it was round about 5 million maintenance revenues that helped the cash flow, that or not? Or is it really an organic improvement?
No, it's really an organic improvement. We do not see the DDS contribution to that one. In special, of course, there's a contribution of DDS, but traditionally in the Q1 we have a very strong cash input, so the conversion rate will be higher because we're starting with this services business in the first quarter of the year. That's traditionally from a cash flow point of view, a well quarter, I would say. It's a higher impact on a normal business, so
yeah.
There is nothing special in the cash flow.
Yeah, can I maybe just I did not express myself very fortunate. Normally, I believe that the cash in for maintenance comes at the beginning of the year. Is that true?
Yes.
And DDS then finally had some impact on the cash flow because you got the maintenance.
Yes.
And can you quantify this impact?
Yeah, that was around 1.1 million euro.
That's the maintenance impact from DDS.
Yes, exactly. Sorry, I didn't get
it. In the cash flow, not in the revenues. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mr. Lars Dannenberg from Hauck & Aufhäuser. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Lars Dannenberg from Hauck. Thanks for taking my question. I have basically just three tiny ones left, as mostly as asked already. So first of all, could you elaborate a bit more on the regional split? I would like to know how strong the U.S., for example, was growing, to get a feeling if you were winning market shares from Autodesk or not. And with regard to that, also would like to know the performance of Graphisoft and Vectorworks. Just if you could give us a bit more granularity on that with regard to market share win and the impact of new releases you were bringing out there. And the third one is regards to deferred revenues, which nicely increased by nearly 60 million until end of the year. These revenues will be booked in the next quarter, or is there any significant impact coming from DDS, or is it pure organic? And when will this all be booked? Because if that's really that strong, you will have again a very, very strong Q2, which would put your guidance basically at the lower end and maybe need to be increased. So that's the question.
Okay. So let's start with the regional split. So as we already announced, we have this certain, let's say, international pillars or international focus, which is in the Asia region and obviously in North America and Latin America. We won't give you, or we cannot give you, any detailed figures about the brands, but we can say that we are gaining market shares in the U.S. against the competitor Autodesk. Yes, we do.
And Vectorworks is very strong in the turnover development, and Graphisoft obviously in the Japan Asia region, because out of this partnership with Nikon Seiki, we just see a very strong development in general in Japan, where we are the market leader together with Vectorworks there. But as well, the international process in Europe is very well, because there we already got a high market share, but also in Germany, but in the international market, so the international proportion, which is very important for us, is going to increase over proportional. So that's very nice for us. And Graphisoft and Vectorworks are contributing a much to it. So, and the last thing was to the deferred revenues. There is no special impact. So we see just as you mentioned, it was the beginning of the year in that business. So yes, they were accrued to the next quarters, and there's no special impact or one-time effect, we would say.
Okay. So and they will be booked over all in Q2 or split over the next three quarters?
The whole year.
On the next quarters, yeah.
Next three.
Yeah. Okay. Great. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have a further question from Mr. Mark Jurgensen. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Could you just give us an overview on the visibility between the four segments, and in particular with the software license businesses and wins as they come in? Can you predict that up front, or is that sort of geared to the end of the year or the end of the quarter?
Sorry, can you detail? I didn't get your question.
The visibility between the different divisions. How much visibility do you have?
We have some customers in pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, the visibility for the recurring business, for the software business, we have, because we already got that business. That's for clear. So all the other things, like I said or I mentioned in the build segment, that's the project-oriented business. We see a customer pipeline, and let's say a visibility is there, but we do not. It's a potential, and for the software licensing business, obviously we have a strong customer base. So there's on one hand side there is the new customer wins, but with driving the software licensing business, we obviously drive as well and expand our base customer base. So let's say, yes, there's a kind of visibility as well and planning feature, but not as in the software license software maintenance business.
Okay.
So the visibility is there, yes.
And coming back to your project pipeline, mm-hmm. does this extend out to potentially 3 months, 6 months, a year? Can you give me some idea in terms of the pipeline?
Well, let's say that's on a quarter base.
Okay.
The next question comes from Mr. Knut Woller from Baader Bank. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, maybe just to clarify on the deferred revenues. Out of my perspective, we should look at it in a year-over-year comparison. So the base would be from Q1 last year, the 33 million, right? And then it's up to 39 now in Q1 14. So that's the real improvement year over year. And out of this improvement, out of this 6 million, you said 1.1 million is due to DDS. So the real organic improvement year over year would be around about 5 million in deferred revenues. Is that true?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. So this moderates a bit the expected impact on maintenance growth going forward, that there's no hockey stick to be expected or something like that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I hand back to the speakers.
So thank you very much. Even though it was a tough evening for the Munich region yesterday, we are happy to give you the positive results. And thank you very much from our side, and talk to you next time.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may now disconnect.